Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Diabetes, or sugar, as many Jamaicans call it, is the third leading cause of kidney failure in the Caribbean. There are two kinds of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. In this, the first of a three-part series, we examine life with diabetes. Today we look at the disease, its causes, and how they result in lifestyle changes. Welcome to Healthline. I'm Giovanni Dennis. What is diabetes?
It's a disease in which you have either an absolute or a relative deficiency of a substance called a hormone called insulin. And because of this lack of insulin, you tend to have high blood glucose, and this high blood glucose accumulates within the blood vessels and damages the blood vessels. It is the complications over a period of years that scare us a lot.
World-renowned endocrinologist and senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Rosemary Wright Pascoe. These complications that Professor Pascoe mentions make diabetes a major economic burden to many countries in the world.
Blindness from diabetes is the commonest cause of preventable blindness in the Western world. It can also cause changes in the blood vessels of the heart and of the brain, putting you at risk for stroke and for heart attacks. It also can affect the blood vessels and the nerves of the feet. And because it does that, it can lead to gangrene or ulcers that don't heal. And subsequently, you can lose your legs, your toes, or your feet.
Now, gangrene refers to the death of body tissue due to a lack of blood flow or a bacterial infection. Treatment for gangrene is often amputation. We mentioned earlier that there are two kinds of diabetes. We now take a look at the first.
You have type 1 diabetes that you see in children. We're not quite sure still what is a precipitant, but we know it's related to a background genetic risk for this disease. Then there's some sort of insult from the environment, maybe a viral infection or something. And suddenly your pancreas, where your beta cells are just not producing enough insulin, and then you have this absolute deficiency of insulin and you have to be on insulin injections.
So that was type 1, which is less common. The other type, type 2, is more widespread and frequent among Jamaicans.
That's the one that affects young, middle-aged and elderly persons. And that is the one that is related to choices, really. You have a background risk for it. Your mother or your father or your grandmother or grandfather had diabetes, so you know you have a genetic risk for it. And then your choices, what kinds of foods you eat, what you do with your body weight. You don't exercise, you gain a lot of weight.
Becoming overweight places stress on the pancreas and reduces the amount of insulin it produces. The pancreas is a tube-shaped organ about 6 inches long and is located in the back of the abdomen. Importantly, it is the pancreas that secretes insulin into the blood, which is vital for life. Having any of the two types of diabetes will invariably cause a change in your lifestyle.
One of the things you have to do now is you have to learn new things. You have to learn food choices, choosing foods so that your blood glucose doesn't go up. You have to change your lifestyle of exercising regularly.
World-renowned endocrinologist and senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Rosemary Wright Pascoe. Next week, we'll examine in detail how the diet, exercise, and other lifestyle habits of diabetics are changed. We'll also hear from two persons living with diabetes and how it has changed their lives. This has been another edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.